The Cape Cod Times described this weekend's blizzard. The roar of snowblowers and the scrape of shovels is about all you can hear. That's not the only mention of the blizzard of 05 in the Cape Cod Times, but for more on the storm, readers will have to curl up in front of their computer. For the first time in memory, severe weather made it impossible for the newspaper to publish its print edition. Today, it's only available online. Joining us now is Paul Provenneau, the managing editor of news at the Cape Cod Times. He's with us by phone from his office on the Cape. Good of you to be with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So what was it like without the newspaper today?
Well, you know, it's funny. Here at the newspaper, we're all creatures of habit, and we have a stack of the day's print edition that the first thing people do when they walk through the door is go to the stack and pick up the paper and go to their desk. Of course, we didn't have a stack, and yet people came to the place where it normally would be and kind of looked around disoriented for a while and then realized, oh, yeah, we didn't print one today.
First time in memory.
It was. Traditionally, we don't print an edition on Christmas Day each year, but that is the only time. And, of course, being journalists, we pride ourselves on being able to get the paper out in all sorts of conditions. And being New Englanders, we pride ourselves getting the paper out in all sorts of weather conditions. But this storm really overwhelmed us, and the decision was made largely because of the safety risk that it would put much of our staff at. So we decided not to print. Of course, as you noted, we did have reporters and editors here throughout the storm. In fact, some have been here since Saturday morning, putting news online, so we did get something out there. And tomorrow we hope to make up for what we didn't put on the street today with what we'll put out tomorrow.
When you talk about the safety of your staff, I assume mostly the drivers who have to distribute the paper.
I would say the drivers and any of the people who are involved in the production process. Our production center is located in Hyannis, which is central on Cape Cod. A lot of people come from as far away, even in good weather, as 40 minutes to an hour to get there and work on the paper. We had, at the height of the storm, 74-mile-an-hour winds, 3-foot high snow piles with drifts, and the wind and the powdery nature of the snow made drifts as high as 10 feet in places. So it was quite a storm, and really around here we benchmark everything by the blizzard of 78, and for the Cape at least, it surpassed any storm in history. And so that was the main issue. And plus, another thing is that it would be hard to get the paper to people, and at the stores, many stores, even the convenience stores, were closed today because of the weather. So people just had to stay home and, as you suggest, take a look online.
I wonder, did the existence of an online edition actually make that decision not to publish a print edition easier?
I don't think it ever makes it easier when you're deciding not to print the newspaper. I mean, it's such a tactile experience, and when people don't have it in their hands, especially at a time like this where, you know, you're looking for some consistency, the decision was not easy. But certainly it didn't hurt the fact that, you know, our reporters who were out in the field all day yesterday and literally shoveling their cars to assignments, we're able to come back and produce work that didn't go for naught. So it did help in that respect. You know, there was an outlet, and we've been continually updating that coverage as it's developed.
Paul Provenneau, thanks very much for being with us. Good luck with tomorrow's edition.
Thank you very much.
Paul Provenneau is the managing editor of news at the Cape Cod Times. He joined us by phone from his office on the Cape. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.